Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm so excited to meet the beautiful Daisy Keach, who is Insta-famous, TikTok-famous, everything. She's all out there in the digital universe. Say hey, Daisy.
Hi, guys.
And we are just chatting. She's picking up some skincare from my office. And we're chatting about both of us noticing how people act in the digital universe very mean and sometimes negatively.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely about, especially being on the spotlight, online all the time. And a lot of people, they don't realize that when someone is hurtful and negative to one another and just putting them down, usually it's because it's like a deeper rooted insecurity that they have on them, on their own selves, and has nothing to do with you. So I think it's really important to like educate people to love themselves and love who they are and just accept themselves before they start to put other people down because of that insecurity. Mm-hmm. You know, and once you realize that and you become aware of it, you can actually start to change it, because awareness is everything.
That's so true. And at such a young age, you're how old?
I'm 20.
She's only 20. She's absolutely gorgeous. So at such a young age, Daisy's only 20. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing social media where you feel like you've really had a prominent role and been in front view of everybody?
Well, so I started it 2 years ago. So it grew quite quickly. At about a year, I think I hit like 600K. So I'd say like at least a million, you have like enough of a reach to reach multiple demographics.
Mm-hmm. So you have 600. You started TikTok a year ago, or your Instagram?
No, I started Instagram a year ago.
And that's where you got 600K.
And then TikTok I actually started like a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I've been in like the Instagram game like and YouTube game like a little bit longer than TikTok. And I noticed like a lot of the people hating are girls or guys that are just super insecure about themselves, or they're very, very young and they haven't been through enough life to understand that they need to fix all these problems within themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm. People are so open about just saying anything they want, totally unfiltered, like something you wouldn't say face-to-face to a human being just because they're kind of anonymous and
digitized. And it's behind a little screen, and they feel like they can just say anonymous. Like, I've had multiple people create another account just to give me hate. And then I found out some of those people are from my hometown.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Awful. No, well, I believe you, because I've had plastic surgeon colleagues who are, to your face, they're really proper. And then you find out they have a creeper account that they're writing bad stuff or fake reviews. It's blatant out there.
That's insane.
It is. And it's like,
you would think someone like at the level of success as a doctor, per se, they would have enough self-confidence with what they're doing, and they should be secure enough with their own practice that they don't have to put another doctor down. Insecurity do you have that is making you feel like you need to bring down another doctor?
That is so true. Yeah. I really don't understand that. People need to stay in their own lanes, because you get caught up in, like,
there's no point, because if you're focusing on someone else's life, you never really get anywhere with yours. Like, so if they put that same amount of energy into loving themselves and, like, being secure with themselves, imagine like how much further they would go.
Imagine.
Because like, I don't know, like, we're all humans just trying to get through this thing we call life.
That's so
true.
And
like, for me, at least in my field, I don't think someone else's success doesn't take away from mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone's like gonna not follow me because they're following my friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's very hard for people to realize it's a community. One of my friends, Botox Josh, says it's we can't have competition over community. We have to have community come first.
100%.
Community over competition.
And, like, a lot of people don't understand energy, and just, these are my beliefs, I guess, but I think that you attract what you put out. Mm-hmm. And if people are constantly putting out negativity and jealousy, they're going to start to attract more of that. And they start to think more of that. And then, like I was saying earlier, they're putting all their energy into figuring out how they can be better than someone else, when they really, their only competition should be themselves.
That's true. You know? I think when you're a content creator, like you are, like I am, like, there's this drive that you have to make new content every day. So part of our brains are busy, like, being creative and thinking about what do we want to say and put out in the world. So that's kind of good, because otherwise you're just consuming everyone else's content. and you're just, you know, obsessing over other people's details and other people's lives and what's on their page. Yeah, so that's totally great. I think that's great advice. Like, create more content than you consume.
Totally. And for me, like, when I go through Instagram, it's to look at, like inspiration, you know? Like, if I like a certain photo, I'll try to recreate it in, like, my own way. Like, I'm never honestly on it to, like, look at people in their lives anymore. Mm-hmm. I used to. Yeah. But now this is my job. Like, I try to limit my time on my phone and really pay attention to, like, the people and my dog, per se, that's in front of me. Because it's those human-to-human connections that truly matter in life.
I mean, you know? I think all of us maybe reach a point where we realize our phone is consuming us, where you're falling asleep with your phone in your hand.
You're, like, absorbed into this, like,
and, like,
world
your family's around you, and you're, like, still focused on what you're doing in your phone. It's awful. That's pretty awful. But you're right. You're mature in a way because you've kind of you realize that you want to see beautiful images. Me too. When I go to Instagram,
your mind is a garden, you know?
I know. I want to look at art. I want to look at quotes. Yeah. I want to look at people who are doing cool things and, like, the leaders. And
totally.
So I think that's interesting that you've grown, you have all that thinking at such a young age.
Thank you. I mean, I've honestly always been quite just aware of myself. Like, I remember there was this time, and it's like with nature, like, there was this time I was playing soccer and I was standing there, I was like 12, and I was like, am I even here right now? Like, I literally, like, had depersonalization at such a young age, but that turned into awareness. Because I was aware of what that was, I didn't let that turn into, like, sadness or depression. Mm-hmm. I tried to use that for the better, and I just became aware of myself and everything that I'm doing, feeling what my triggers are and why those are my triggers and how to change that. Mm-hmm. And then understand, like, okay, that was a trigger, so don't react. Mm-hmm. Be aware of yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've kind of, like, always been a deep thinker.
And you dropped out of school to pursue your current career, which is all-consuming and growing and growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about that? Are you going to go back to school? Are you happy? Are you learning every day?
I mean, I don't want to be a doctor or a lawyer. I don't want to do anything that you need a degree. To be honest, my plan is to make as much money as I can with what's popular, like Instagram and YouTube and TikTok. And then save my money and then invest it into, like, properties.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to take that route and just, like, work as hard as I can now. Yeah. And, you know, by the time I'm a certain age, I can just focus on managing properties. I feel like it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's amazing. You should get a property on each island and every plot.
Right? Wouldn't that be amazing?
A rental property on every island all around the world. How good would that be?
It'd be amazing. Oh, you want to go here this weekend? Okay.
Yeah. But then you have to get a different boyfriend on every island, too, to maintain the property while you're not there.
Right. Exactly.
What are your thoughts on people doing stuff to their faces? Because that's my specialty. And I have three daughters. My daughters are young like you. And I want them to grow up always taking good care of their faces because it matters to look good and feel good. But
totally,
I don't know what the younger generation thinks.
Here's what I've learned and what I've realized. You have to love yourself before you get anything done. I have my boobs done and I've expressed that to the entire world. I've done multiple videos on it. And I loved myself before my boob job and I love myself after. So I never really dwelled in, like, hated myself because I had small boobs. So, I mean, I did in the beginning, but then I got over it. And that's how I knew I was ready. So I was able to appreciate my body before and after. I think that's what's really important because that just means you have an unconditional general love for yourself. And then the same with your face. Like, you just have to be okay and accept yourself before. And then I think that's when you're really ready to go get them. And honestly, like, it's a bummer that so many people have to judge others for wanting to fix something that makes them feel a little bit insecure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with that at all. Like, if it makes you feel better, it makes you want to show your face more in cameras, it makes you want to smile more, then do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
But there's so many people out there that are just judgmental. And usually it stems from, like I've been saying, some sort of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just want to feel like, oh, well, they're not actually that pretty because it's all fake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, for me, when I look at people, I look at their souls, and that's all that matters. Like, this outward appearance, do whatever you want with it, like, if it makes you happy. But what really is what's beautiful is your soul on the inside. Mm-hmm. And I think that really shines through people.
Wow.
Because many times I've met people and I thought they were so beautiful, and then they treated someone else a certain way or me a certain way, and I didn't see them as pretty more. Like, something, like, I started to see everything I didn't like in them rather than what I did like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's very true. You're very wise beyond your years.
Thank you.
It takes people a long time to realize that, because people sit in my chair and sometimes it's inward dissatisfaction that makes them want to throw in something or some filler or Botox. It's not going to fix it. But it is also important to think about maintenance of your beauty, because you can't drive a car 80 years and not put maintenance and service it. You got to do the same with your face.
I'm going to look as good as I can for as long as I can.
Yes, it affects how we perform in the world.
For sure.
So thank you so much.
Especially how
superficial
it is.
Yeah, I'm really glad you came in to pick up some skincare, and thanks so much for trusting me and trying my products out.
Of course. I've been following you for a long time, actually.
Yeah.
Like, when my Instagram was maybe at, like, 50K, that's when I sent you that message.
Really?
Yeah.
So funny. Wow.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
We've been InstaPals for a long time.
Yeah.
So she's going to teach me how to do a TikTok today. I started my TikTok. Any good tips for being a great TikToker?
Oh, boy. To be honest, I just kind of, like, follow my intuition on it. That's how I've done all my social media.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I felt really uncomfortable. But then you just have to, like, think about, okay, like, act like you're talking to a friend in front of you.
Yeah.
And that it's not, like you're trying to be a certain... I don't know how to explain that. But just try to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And, like... It's okay to mess up, because I redo my TikToks all the time. It takes me sometimes an hour. And I'll be sitting there, I'm like, trying to do a transition, so, like, that's completely normal.
Like, it's really challenging for me. I'm like, I'm a surgeon, I should be able to master this.
It is for me, too. It's not just you, it's everybody.
Yeah. I like it when you do them in really slow-mo and then speed them up.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
That I can do.
Well, thanks so much, Daisy, for chatting with us on the podcast. And where can people find you on your social handles?
Daisy Keach on everything. And then Snapchat, actually, is just Daisy April.
Oh, okay.
But Daisy Keach on literally YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Well, you girls and guys out there, you need to go follow this boss girl. She's going places. She's wiser than her years. Really, I think you really have a good understanding of yourself and what's required to be successful.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, doing amazing things with people's faces, and try my skincare just like Daisy. It's at beautybydrk.com. Today, we're sending her home with my awesome vitamin C serum and blue hydration, and maybe some sunscreen for the islands.
Yes.
That's it for now. Stay beautiful.